Our scripture reading is recorded in the 28th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him, and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice." So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Here ends our scripture lesson. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, the two Marys went out to the tomb early that morning on the first day of the week, expecting to find a dead body. They were hoping to tend to some unfinished business. Jesus' burial had been hasty. The women were seeking to anoint Jesus' body with spices according to the Jewish burial custom. In their love and devotion for Jesus, they headed out to the tomb bright and early Sunday morning, exhibiting great courage in contrast to the scattered disciples. As they drew near the tomb in the early morning light, they found something literally earth-shattering had occurred. There had been a violent earthquake. They saw that the stone had already been rolled away. Jesus was already risen and had left the tomb empty. To show that the tomb was empty, an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door. The women expected a dead Jesus and instead found an empty tomb. Sitting on the stone beside the empty tomb was an angel of the Lord. Matthew describes the angel's appearance in words reminiscent of Jesus' appearance on the Mount of Transfiguration. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. Like the shepherds to whom the angels appeared at Jesus' birth, the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But just as the angel began his message to the shepherds with the words, "Fear not," the angel told the women, "Do not be afraid." No wonder. It's not every day that we see an angel, especially in the place where you are expecting to see the body of a loved one. The angel brings good news. Who would expect to hear good news at the grave of a friend? Yet they were told, "I know that you seek Jesus who is crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said." The angel invited the women to investigate the situation for themselves. "Come, see the place where the Lord lay." As we gather for worship around Word and Sacrament, we seek the risen Lord to hear his messenger proclaim to us the good news of Christ's resurrection. He is risen. Come and see. There is no longer need of fear and trembling, since full and certain redemption lies before us all in the empty tomb. The resurrection means that Jesus is who he says he is. He is the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the Messiah. Never did one rise like this. He laid down his life, and he took it up again. He gave himself to be crucified, bore our sin and its curse in our stead, and then arose to prove that sin and death were taken away. Death, the curse of sin, was itself cursed and conquered. The side panel of our altarpiece portrays the risen Christ having come forth from the tomb, proclaiming his victory over death. It visually portrays what the Scandinavian hymnist Kingo writes, like the golden sun ascending, breaking through the gloom of night, on the earth his glory spending, so that darkness takes to flight. Thus my Jesus from the grave and death's dismal, dreadful cave rose triumphant Easter morning at the early purple dawning. The resurrection means that Jesus' death is the sufficient sacrifice for all our sins. When Jesus said it is finished on the cross, the work of our redemption actually was finished, completed, done. Salvation has been won. The Father accepted his Son's death as payment for mankind's sin and now raised him from the dead to prove it. The resurrection is the Father's amen to the words of the Son on the cross, it is finished. The blood of Christ, the sacrificial lamb, has paid for the sins of the whole world and redeemed our souls. Therefore, by Jesus' resurrection, the Father has declared the whole world not guilty in his sight. Christ has been delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. This is the message proclaimed not only by the angel on the first Easter, but by God's called servants today. Justification by God's grace alone, received through faith in Christ alone. The women came to the tomb with much mourning and sorrow. After meeting the risen Lord Jesus, they left the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word, eager to spread the word about Jesus' resurrection. So also it is with us. On our own, we are trembling and fearful in the face of death, the burdens of life, and the guilt of sin. But then the risen Lord Jesus himself comes to us in his word and sacraments to calm our trembling hearts and to quiet our fears, to open our minds to understand and our hearts to believe and our mouths to tell others. Because Jesus lives, never to die again, we may be sure that he will always be with us. He is present for us in his word and sacraments for us to behold him by faith. As we gather for worship here in chapel, the works of art here remind us of how salvation has been won for us by Jesus, who became incarnate, one of us, a human baby to be our substitute, who is crucified so that all our sins are forgiven, who rose again victorious over death. He distributes these gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation to us through his word preached and read. At the baptismal font, where our sins are washed away, and at his altar, where we receive his true body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. With joy and thanksgiving to our risen Lord for these gifts, we again sing with Kingo, "For the joy thy birth doth give me, for thy holy precious word, for thy baptism which doth save me, for thy blessed communion board, for thy death the bitter scorn, for thy resurrection morn, Lord, I thank thee and extol thee, and in heaven I shall behold thee. Amen."